This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As we are less than 2 weeks from NFL free agency combine going on, and could the Eagles survive next season without re-signing Zach Bond? We'll get back to your phone calls. 215-592-9494. As we welcome in Rhea Hughes. Rhea, how you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
And Rhea's sit-in is brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse with exclusive bed match technology to find your perfect mattress.
Look at that. I'm getting sponsored now.
Look at that.
That's big time stuff.
Look at God.
All right, Rhea, you're sponsored. Maybe we can find a sponsor for the Eagles to re-sign Zach Baum, because I feel like it is imperative. And I have Hugh Douglas over here telling me they could survive without him after he was first team all pro.
I mean, I think they have contingency plans. I think they can.
Rhea, what do you think?
Hugh Douglas, where were you in 2003?
03? I was in Jacksonville.
You were in Jacksonville. You know where I was in 2003?
Where's that?
I was sitting in Lincoln Financial Field when this happened.
First and goal, Carolina from the one of Philly. Fix to Foster trying to turn the far side. Gets over Hoover. Bounces off a tackle. Still keeps the legs turning. And dives towards the end zone. Touchdown! Oh my goodness! Deshaun Foster on a play that took a minute and a half was able to get into the end zone as he kept stretching it outside. Bouncing off.
It might have taken a minute and a half, but it was symbolic of an entire season. As eagle after eagle fell away from Deshaun Foster, so did any remaining doubts about the Carolina Panthers.
So, Hugh Douglas, I was there as Mark Cimino got run over not once, but twice by Deshaun Watson at the goal line. Why, you were sunning yourself in sunny Jacksonville, okay?
Is that the NFC Championship game?
Yes, it was the NFC Championship game.
How about this? That was when I started to get into the media thing, and they asked me, NFL Network, because they were brand new. They said, hey, you want to do the NFC Championship game against the Eagles and the Carolina Panthers? I was like, no, thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'd have been sick. I'd have been sick if they had went. I'd have been sick.
Does she do anything for us?
So don't tell me that we'll be fine.
No.
I am not going back to Mark Cimino, to Nate Gary, to Kiko Alonso. The only thing he did right was when they traded him, eventually wound up with Carson Wentz. I'm not going back.
Rhea,
I'm not doing it.
I understand.
I don't know if you do. Before your rebuttal, and I hate to do it to him, but my first thought was like, my memory was the linebacker play was really bad that day, right?
Yeah.
So I went back and I pulled up the starting lineup. And then this is what the Eagles threw out there. Those three starting linebackers that day. It was Nate Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
It was Mark Cimino. Yep. And it was Ike Reese was the other one.
Oh,
no. See what happens when you don't have star linebackers,
First of all, I understand that what everybody's talking about, they have some emotional tie to the linebacker play. Or the lack of.
I came with evidence.
Yes,
I came with receipts.
Yes, you did.
That was real receipt.
But my thing is this. I think that, and this is the reason why I feel the way that I do. I think we have a tremendous coaching staff. I think that's evident when you look at the way that they played as a cohesive unit.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that Zach Bond has benefited tremendously from that opportunity, like I said, in personnel. I'm not taking anything away from what he accomplished on his own merit. But at the end of the day, like I said, Rhea, I feel like the Eagles have allowed him to get to this position, knowing that there's a strong possibility, by the way that he played, that there's going to be some other opportunity that might grant him to get more money. So with that being said, I feel like this coaching staff is strong enough and they're smart enough that with the young guys that they have now, the young talent that they have on this team now, that they can bring somebody in that probably can play.
Not at that. I mean, because you don't know when N'Kobe Dean's coming back.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay? And if he'll stay healthy when he comes back. Yeah, it's unfortunately his story.
It's a shame because he's been so good. Oren Burks performed very well in the playoffs. I mean,
under the circumstances, yes.
But Zach Baum was a different, and I thought Kyle made the best point. Zach Baum was as big a difference maker on defense as Saquon was on offense.
I mean, they both were all pros, first team.
I mean, he finished in the running for defensive player of the year.
I hear you, Rhea, but I look at it like he benefited tremendously from the fact that this team, they didn't have to do a whole lot of stunting and blitzing. His job was easier because of the way that the front line played. We didn't have to blitz at all because we got pressure with the front four. And so that allowed those guys on the back end just to read routes and play coverage. Not saying that that's easy to do because I can't do it.
No, we've seen, listen, I mean, what's his name? Who was here? Alex Singleton, nice kid. Couldn't cover anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
He's not just competent, he's very good.
Very, very smart.
And works in this well. And I know Fangio probably seems like he's a leader. That's
very smart
huge.
Kid. And yeah. I think, but and another thing, when I look at this defense, and the thing that really jumps out to me is that they've amassed some really, really smart guys on that side of the ball for cheap.
Yeah.
And when I come from the position I'm coming from, I'm thinking, okay, they've already let you know that they're not going to invest. They don't want to invest a whole lot of money financially on the defensive side of the ball. So that's why I look at it the way I would love him to be here. Let me say that first because I don't want anybody to think I don't.
Well, the
I would
whole love number him. 53 thing.
See,
yeah, that's you know, I think there's a little.
My part. Rhea, don't buy into
I
that.
I'm not buying into that. I'm buying a Zach Bond jersey. I'm going to wear it in here when I come in on Thursdays.
You're not 53 anymore.
I'm
but deep down it hurts. And that's why you're trying to push Bond out of town.
I can't believe y'all draw Rhea. Y'all brought Rhea down to the depths with y'all. I can't believe that.
Well, maybe you should reconsider now.
I am clear. I try to be the logical voice of reason on this station.
Yeah, but
just don't matter.
Hold on, you could be clear and concise and wrong. I try to do that. I mean,
this is true.
A lot of people say I do that every day.
And it's really hard to take you serious with a rag on your head.
Well, it's because I got greasy ears, and it's like I don't want my.
What?
I put lotion on my face, and it's like my ears. I don't like my headphones
lotion
to be all
on
greasy.
Ears?
How do your ears get greasy?
Because I put lotion on my ears.
He lotions his ears.
That's a part of my face, ain't it?
Are you sweating out of your ears?
No, but it's just like the lotion is like greasy.
Hold on. You consider your ears part of your face?
Yes. They're not a part. Your ears aren't part of your face?
They're part of your head.
No, I don't think so.
Well,
I mean,
they're connected to your face.
You got an ear on your face. We got problems.
I can't
stand that. All right, put the poll up. Are your ears part of your face?
Yes.
Let's see what people think on this. I mean, Rhea, to your point, and it feels like with the Eagles, it's hit or miss at linebacker. Like, if you told me Bond left and they replaced him and they had a good one, I'd say, all right, let's think through that. But we saw 2 years ago, T.J. Edwards and Kaiser White left, and then we went through the next season.
And T.J. was good. I didn't think he was great. I was okay with letting him walk, but then what they replaced him with was
that's it. So next year, as we walk into the season, and you said it, we don't know about N'Kobe. And look, Jeremiah Trotter might be ready, but that still leaves another spot. And who knows? And Oren Burks is a free agent, too. I don't want to have next year have a thing where it's like, all new, and then they're getting torched in September, and it's like, oh.
No, I get that. And I know we all have PTSD about the linebacker spot.
Yes.
I
for 20-something years, we have brought the audio.
I get it. And I
outside
understand.
Of Ike Reese. Reese slander.
I understand.
I felt bad about
that's
that,
where
but
the
he did
ire
start
comes
that
from. I understand that. But I just feel like we have a competent coaching staff, and they do something that a lot of coaches in this NFL – You beat me. Exactly, Rhea. That's why I feel so strongly about this. The one thing, and it's funny because we have two examples, immediate examples, of one team that wasn't coached and one team that has been coached up to the extreme that they went from the worst to the first.
It's still amazing
in one season.
To me.
And it's another thing. I am fascinated. I can't explain to you enough how hard it is for this defense or any defense to grasp everything that you're asking them to grasp in 6 months and do it in a way.
So why would you go back to, you know, Bond is coachable?
Yes, I do.
If the next guy you get in there might not be coachable.
But I look at it like this. I feel like you have a group of guys in there now that were under that umbrella that are coachable, like Jeremiah Trotter Jr. Now, I know he's younger.
We know why he's coachable.
Yeah, because his pops is. Yeah, and so that's why I look at it more so as if he goes, I mean, I understand why people be upset, but there's going to be somebody.
On Novacare.
Yeah, but there'll be somebody else in there that can step into that opportunity.
Another guy.
To play at that level, all pro.
That was eye opening. But yes. I feel like you can still get some really good play at that position by one of those
Andy
other guys.
Andy Reid has infected your brain.
No, why does it have to be like that?
We don't need linebackers. They're not important.
No, I did not say that. I'm reading the tea leaves, to be totally honest.
Well, I think Milton's gone and Josh Sweat's gone.
Yeah,
so
they didn't bring Zach back. They didn't sign anybody.
That was surprising.
And we know for a fact that when the Eagles identify somebody they don't want to get in the free agency, I'm still on that thing, and I know it's going to rub people the wrong way. Defense is a luxury, not a necessity.
No, here we go.
But, Rhea, listen, hear me out before y'all jump all over me.
People are done hearing this out.
Listen to what I'm saying. They are allowing three key components to their defense to leave.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you? That they feel like their assets, the way they allocated their assets, are on the offensive side of the ball. And they're talking about allocating even more assets to that offensive side of the ball. They're looking at it, and they're probably thinking that, you know, we can go get some younger guys play defense.
I mean, they've got a couple young guys here that they think are going to take the next step.
That's it. It's not.
I don't want that next step at linebacker. I've done that game too many times.
And it turns out bad. We've seen it.
See, Rhea understands where I come from, but see, it's the fan. See, I'm fighting the fandom, the fan in Rhea.
You're fighting history.
Yes. That's what that is.
Well, and then she made a really good
point.
See,
I'm logical.
You didn't suffer like Rhea did. You were sunning yourself down in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
While you stole money from the Jaguars.
I get it. And I hear you from that standpoint. But I look at the way that the Eagles do business.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they basically, Howie went in the press conference and said, hey, fans got to stay with us. It's going to look different.
Let me explain something to Howie. I don't care that you won a Super Bowl.
We want another one.
If you let every one of these guys go, people are going to have a problem.
That patience won't last very long.
I get that.
215-592-9494. Before we go back to the phones, I just thought about this. You, Hugh, I think you owe an apology to Rhea.
What'd I do?
Well, you opened the show today by, in a way, diminishing Bond by saying he benefits from the players in front of him, right? Well, if you never left for Jacksonville, you're on the field against Carolina, and maybe Rhea's not as upset all these years later.
Probably would have made that play, though.
Well,
would have gotten run over, too?
No, I wouldn't have gotten ran over, but I probably wouldn't have been in a position to make
that play. All right, I guess that's fair. All right, let's go to Troy in Philly. What's up, Troy?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey,
what's up, Troy?
I appreciate you guys. You know what? I listen to the show every day, and at the end of the day, I'm glad that we have John Ritchie, Hugh, and Ike in there. Because we all have our opinion, but these guys play the game, and they see it from the inside perspective. And the bottom line is, hey, look, Zach is a good player, okay? But he's a better player because he's playing in the scheme that the Eagles put him in.
But I will say this, Troy. I understand better where Rhea's coming from because you don't get the text that I get on Sunday. So I, like, when it comes to Rhea's position, I understand because every Sunday.
Yes.
Every Sunday.
Except one game.
Except for one game.
What game was that?
I think it was the Super Bowl.
It was the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I didn't have anything to complain about.
But every game. I always try to, you know, bring a little logic, but at the same time, I respect the fandom because it runs deep. And, you know, you have to look at it from that perspective as well. Nobody wants to deal with that. Nobody wants to live through that. I get that.
And, Troy, I think it's a good thing to bring out. I mean, I appreciate the knowledge that Hugh and Ike and John bring to the station, and we learn from them. But Hugh's wrong on this.
Hey, Joe and Kyle ain't trying to hear it today.
No.
No, I know. And I'm not either. Because you know what? Because we can do, like I said, Zach is that guy. But you know what? Our scheme, our coaches, like you said, put him in a position. And we got smart players behind him. But this is that one time where he was mic'd up when a boy.
You talking about Coop? When he asked him, he said, "How did you read that or whatever?"
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Smart guys, man. Yeah. Like they watch a lot of film.
Smart scheme. So it's almost like you could put somebody in there based on how we do our scouting, how we judge talent. It's almost like the coaches can go ahead and put a player in there, like a Zach, who was never a middle back linebacker, and go ahead and we could go ahead and still make another run.
Well, they could miss. I mean, they hit on Zach. Again, I think we forget now, Troy, it's a good phone call. We appreciate you. They missed on Devin White. Like last
he
year.
Never played, right?
No, so is with Fangio.
They
swung and missed on a linebacker, so they could absolutely swing and miss on a linebacker. Again, I hope they don't have to. Hope Bond comes back. All right, Rhea, we need to hit you with a couple of other things here. First, let's play this and get your reaction, because yesterday, out of nowhere, it sounded like it seems like an altruistic move, a move to save the Sixers season. Let's listen to Paul George as he talks about his priorities now that the Sixers are dead and buried this season.
Fellas, it's no secret. This season is up to this point, man. It hasn't been what we envisioned. I know my goal when I first signed with Philadelphia was to bring a championship to these amazing fans here. I still remain positive about that, and that is still the case and where I'm coming from. With that being said, though, I want to let the Podcast P family know that after today's episode with Dwight, I plan to take a break from the pod just to focus on getting my body right, getting mentally right, and, you know, help this squad make a push towards our goal to finish the season out, give ourselves a chance to be in contention to compete for a championship.
Got some heat from that is we need to do better post that with the comments he made the other day. He got some heat from that.
Well, they're 20-38 and have lost 9 in a row. So, but now Paul's going to lock in.
Now he's locked in.
Now.
I mean, it could have been helpful. I mean, it's not like you gave up pizza, dude.
Get my body right. Less podcasting.
That would be a tragedy for me, okay? But I mean, I don't care if you're sitting in front of a microphone for an hour.
Well, it also gives off, and I don't know if he meant it this way, it gives off the impression that he wasn't giving his all to the Sixers.
Yeah, which it's bizarre.
Why would you tell us that, even if it is true?
Darius Slay did a podcast all year.
They won the Super Bowl.
It was fine.
His signing, for podcast aside, has been a disaster that we haven't talked about because the Embiid stuff has taken up the oxygen. Yeah. But he looks nothing like that kind of player they thought they were getting, and he's here for 3 more years at like $50-something million a year.
It's what's gone on with them. Every day, I think I said in one of my updates this morning, every day seems more ridiculous than the previous one.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, I keep going back to Embiid, how he passed a physical to sign that extension.
I want to talk to that doctor.
Oh,
that
I want an investigation.
Yeah, that was wild.
I mean, it's insane. But yeah, Paul George, it's like, dude. Yeah, okay, whatever.
I you know. So they've lost 9 in a row now since Daryl Morey said if you squint hard enough, you could see a championship step.
Really, really hard.
It would be hilarious if they lost out after he said that. Like, imagine
lost every game since he said it, right?
I mean, maybe the rest of the season. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how many more they're going to win.
Well,
this
you know who's
stinks.
In town for a nationally televised game on Saturday?
Is that Golden State?
That would be the Golden State Warriors.
And Jimmy Butler? I'm sure he'll take mercy on the Sixers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll work out quite well. All right, let's take a phone call, and then we have to ask Rhea about the tragedy that went on today here in the studio. Let's grab Jake and Delco to put you in his place. What's up, Jake?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Jake.
Man, I normally ride with you, but on this one, no way, man. No. I think it would be a tragedy if we lost Zach Bond.
So you listening to Jake here?
I'm listening. Now, give me your reasoning.
Hugh, and you know how much I ride with you, man.
Okay, I respect that.
But Jake's seeing the light here. Then maybe he's got to go off go on the opposite track here. Yeah. Jake, what are you thinking on Bond?
Well, I just think that it is true that he meant as much to the defense as Saquon meant to the offense. I would say it's not quite entirely true, maybe 90%. But the first game this year, I remember, they didn't really start to get really great till after the bye. But I remember that first game against Green Bay, the first drive when the defense was on the field, I noticed something was different. The way they swarmed to the ball, the way they didn't do the slap and tickle, like it was just different. And And I really think that Zach Bond's spearhead is that.
He was huge in that game. We all went, whoa.
Yes. So
did he have like 10 tackles or something in the game?
15 and two. I think he got the sack on Love when Love hurt his knee at the end. And that, I remember saying like, wow. But it was tough just to like, he's going to do that every week. But
they were like, oh, he's not going to do that every week.
And then he kept doing it.
Yeah,
all the way to like 150 tackles. Jake, you're right. He made the impression from week one and it never stopped. He caused a turnover in every playoff game. I mean, how do you let that guy go?
The master of the peanut punch, man.
Yes.
The master of the peanut punch.
The peanut punch.
No, I'm saying peanut Tillman. Peanut Tillman is the master of the peanut punch.
Well, he took the peanut punch.
You can step aside.
Yeah. He's been a legal player.
Peanut's an FBI agent now, by the way.
Is he still?
I think so.
Never mind.
That's a good segue to Podcast P.
A lot has changed.
Oh.
What do you think on Podcast P? Because I'm about done with him.
Absolutely tone deaf and out of touch. It's incredible. Incredible.
Oh, he's a Sixer. I mean, he's now officially a Sixer.
Mind-blowing.
No, the one that got me is that you made an announcement to tell everybody.
Yeah.
That's why I said what I said this morning. Just do it. Nobody cares.
No.
Yeah.
Just go play basketball.
Jay, good phone call. We had a caller a couple days ago, Rhea, that called him by accident George Paul. But I think it's perfect because we don't he's not good enough that we know his name the correct way.
I almost did it in an update this morning.
Yeah, I mean, he has two first names. It happens. All right.
Yes.
Rhea, we need to get your take on this. Okay. You may have noticed, you probably did. Maybe you didn't know exactly what was going on because, you know, during your show, you get to be in your own little studio.
My news studio. Yes. Newsroom.
So now you're in this studio with us, and we got in here today, and it smelled a little different than normal. So we asked John. It stunk when we got in here at 10. So we asked John, what was that? And John told us that Joe this morning brought shrimp in and heated it up and ate it during the morning show.
No.
Shrimp.
No, you can't heat up seafood. Number one, you can't heat up seafood in a company microwave.
I did that before.
It will smell for days.
Yes, that's bad. That's bad.
Because it just gets, it's ensconced in there. It doesn't come out, the smell.
Who heats up shrimp and eats it for breakfast?
That was my take. If he was here alone at night, maybe I'd have a little grace. Yeah. You're doing the morning show and we're eating shrimp.
Oh, I'll admit, I'm a pig.
I would have freaked out if I was in here.
Well, I mean, there was a little chippy this morning on the morning show. Maybe John was just tired of the
odor. Up on that.
I smelled it when I walked in. I went to the meeting, and I was like, guys, somebody committed a war crime.
It was terrible.
It's a war crime.
Wow.
It was disgusting.
That's a violation, as they say. I mean, can heat up pasta.
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's neutral.
The shrimp in the microwave is rule number one, man.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know this, but I'm guessing because it smelled so bad in here, I think he ate it
in
here.
Oh, he always eats his breakfast in here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was bad business.
I mean, have a yogurt and a cheese stick.
Yeah, that's
none of which smell.
Right. If you're going to bring food in here, you have to consider there's other people.
He wasn't worried about that.
Well, HR might have to hear about this.
Shrimp before 10 a.m.
is ridiculous.
It's a problem itself.
He wonders why he has digestive problems.
I mean, that's
just nasty.
I understand that sleep patterns are different when you do a morning show, but shrimp before 10 a.m.
It's kind of nasty.
No, we got to stop all that. That's out. All right, I'm glad we addressed this because that was ridiculous. All right, Rhea, thank you for coming in here today and trying to help put Hugh in his place because this guy.
I appreciate it.
And I'm glad you see it too. The number 53 thing, it's weighing on him. He knows we do the pregame shows next year. The 53s won't be H. Douglas anymore.
Oh, no.
They will be Bawn.
So childish.
But it's rooted in reality. That's why it hits. All right. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls on Zach Bawn next. Can the Eagles survive as a championship contender next year without him? I say no. He was basically greasing the skids for his exit here. This is ridiculous. Plus, when we come back, another push. This one from a big name from Myles Garrett. You're going to want to hear this. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Window Nation's expertly crafted windows are engineered to protect your home. Superior insulation and seals keep the warmth in. They keep all that cold out. And, you know, we've got a nice day today, but you know that cold's going to circle right back. Because, listen, you do not want to be feeling cold drafts coming through your windows in your home. So call Window Nation. I did it when I bought my rehab project home. They had to come in and replace 15 windows. I don't feel any drafts coming through my windows. This month, you can save 60% off all windows. Pay nothing for 2 years. Only from Window Nation. That's right. Nothing for two whole years. February, a short month. It's like ending, I think, today. So act fast. Why trust Window Nation? An A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, 50-point factory inspection, and a 20-point installation inspection. Most installations are completed in one day or less. And with a 96% customer satisfaction rating and a lifetime warranty, you can't lose, by the way, the month ends tomorrow, I believe. Tomorrow is February 28th. So if you're thinking about new windows, now is the time to save 60%. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com today.